Good evening and welcome to No Hope, No Fear, radio show dedicated to the music from Yugoslavia, post-Yugoslav countries and Yugoslav diaspora. I'm your host Berislav Sabolic, and tonight until 10 p.m. I'll be here on the airwaves of CFMU, and I'll be playing music from Yugoslavia and Yugoslav diaspora. Tonight's episode is another special episode in which I'll be featuring a guest. This guest, unfortunately, is not alive in studio. He is some 4 hours away from Hamilton, so we have recorded this interview you're going to hear tonight a couple of days ago. So let me start the interview and the music. Our long distance guest has selected. Takes a lot of time, so I'll be quickly moving into the matter. Now, let me start with introducing the guest. Stanislav Žabić Žaba is a radio host, DJ, and music enthusiast of Yugoslav origin living in Cleveland, Ohio, USA. He often features Yugoslav music in his radio show, The Little Lighthouse. This radio show started in 2001, and it's still running on a weekly basis 24 years later. Žaba is also DJ. He DJs Yugo rock music at various venues throughout the city of Cleveland. His latest project is the event entitled You Rock. The event, scheduled for Friday, February 21st, starts with a lecture and conversation on the history of Yugoslav rock music. The discussion will be followed by the dance party. You Rock event is taking place at a Slovenian national home in Cleveland, Ohio. Žaba is a great friend of our show. I use his extensive knowledge of Yugoslav popular music as a valuable source of information, especially for 1960s and 1970s music. I am happy to share the conversation we recorded a couple of days ago. This long overdue interview will shed some light on Žaba's work and also shed some light on the upcoming event in Cleveland. All the music that you're going to hear in this radio show was selected by Žabac. So we have started with a song. We're going to play one more song selected by Žaba, and then we're going to move on to the interview. After Boje, we're going to be hearing a little bit of Disciplina Kičme.
Čujemo je uši. Takav je to čovjek i šta mu je u duši. A rešenje zagadatke nije lako. No međutim ovog puta možda je ovako. Zeleni zub to je ime moje. Ne, nazmanice sve se mene boje. Kakva na zemaljska kuka. Strah je zato ušao u selo i grad. Jer ja sam taj koga beže sad. I na kraju moram da ti kažem još nešto. Zeleni zub vara vrlo nešto.
Zeleni zub. Zeleni zub.
Sve se mene boje. Poznati sam ljubitelj plemenitog zvuka. Strah sam zato ušao u celo i grad. Jer ja sam taj od koga beže sad. I na kraju moram da ti kažem još nešto. Zeleni zvuk vara vrlo nešto.
Tolike energije, takve prisutnosti.
Today we're going to talk about a UROC event in Cleveland, Ohio, USA. What is the idea behind this project and how did it come about?
Well, the easiest thing is to describe how it actually happened. So we were, before Corona, there was this kind of a party where record collectors were getting together from Cleveland. You know, there's a guy that collects 78s, has like 10,000 78s, blues, jazz, the early stuff from the 30s. Then there's a guy who has literally every garage rock record from the 60s. Or another guy that has literally every punk rock underground record recorded in US or America or England. And then what can I teach these people, right? And so it's like we're trying to outdo each other. And so one time to one of these parties, I brought a couple of my Yugo rock singles, Pekinska, Patka, Paraf, things like that, cool stuff from the new wave, and maybe some psych stuff like Visjutro, things like that. And so I play that, and all of a sudden, one girl comes by and says, I know this, who is playing this, what is this? And I said, oh, I brought some Yugoslav records, and she said, oh, I'm from over there, please play more. I said, I don't know, I played all of my 10 records. And she said, play over again. So I ended up playing these 10 records that I bought maybe 3 times that night. And then after that, I told this woman, Maria Mare, originally from Kiseljak in Bosnia, I told her, okay, let's do this as a party. You bring your friends, she's very young, and I'll bring the records, and we'll play just Yugo rock. And I think this was the one where you also came to help us. That was like maybe December, just before Corona, 2019. When we were DJing, it was a very successful night. People from the bar said that they never had sold more drinks than that night. And one of the guests there was from the Slovenian national home here in Cleveland. There's a huge Slovenian national minority in Cleveland. And he said, hey, let's throw another party, this time at the Slovenian national home. And I jumped to that opportunity because I like that there is a national community of the former Yugoslavia that's interested in Yugoslav heritage, even if it's rock and roll. And so I said, yeah, let's do it. I brought this time not records, but MP3s, and it was another successful night. And again, they sold literally every drop of alcohol by 11 o'clock. So after 11 o'clock, you couldn't buy any alcohol because literally people drank everything. And so it was a very successful night. And then Corona happened. There was no events, anything like that. We did a small event at the Slovenian pool party at one point, but that wasn't anything special. I was just playing background music. And then people that were there really liked this and kept asking for more, especially Eileen, my friend Eileen, who also has Slovenian heritage. And she said, hey, let's do this. And we organized another party. That was a birthday party for Mare. And then we did one more, another one at the Slovenian Center. That was all last year. And then we did one at Beachland Ballroom. You were a guest DJ again. That was in December last year. And now we're doing another one in Slovenian Center, this time just vinyl. It's going to be awesome. February 21st at 6 o'clock, I'm going to give a little talk, historical overview of Yugo rock. And then at 7 o'clock, we go and play more music, party, dance, drinking.
Pass.
playlist for this event is strictly Yugoslav music prior to breakup of Yugoslavia. Why are you so focused on that era? And also along the same line, why are you playing only from vinyl?
Okay, so first of all, it's not just any Yugoslav music. It's going to be just rock and roll. I'm not going to play classical folklore music, turbo folk, things like that. Rock and roll in wider sense. So we're talking about the early covers, which is actually very popular. When I do cover sections, that's where people are really interested in that, those that came from the U.S. They recognize the song is just a little bit different. And it's going to be like, you know, the hard rock, even a little bit of disco and dance, funky stuff, new wave punk, ska music, garage rock revival. So basically all the Yugoslav rock genres, subgenres that I consider good. Okay, so this, I'm not doing this to entertain anyone but myself. This is completely voluntary thing. I have no pretense other than just basically, I know your show, I follow it. You are trying to very objectively represent the Yugoslav scene. You are following the new bands. I just don't know. I don't live there anymore. I don't have that information. And honestly, I don't even like it that much. So I just play music that I know and that I like. I want to entertain myself. And there's a few other people that are in for the ride and find it interesting. That's fine. And basically, I really like playing this music to those that weren't born there. Because then I can give my own narrative of the whole story. I can just, I'm not interested in being objective at all. What else did you ask me there?
Yeah, basically, why do you play only vinyls? I don't know if you answered that.
Yeah. I don't want people to ask for covers that I don't like. That's it. I don't want people to come in and ask Noi Fossili. So I don't have that record. Goodbye. Or Lepa Brena, people ask for that too. People ask for all kinds of things when you have Yugoslavs in the room. Well, when there are no Yugoslavs, then I can play all the obscure ones and make them think that this was popular.
Now, that brings me to the next question. What is the profile of the people who attend your events? Is it primarily diasporic people, or what is the mixture there?
There's definitely diaspora, but there's also a lot of people that are diaspora from many generations. They have no contact or very little contact with former Yugoslavia. They maybe know a little bit. And there's people that maybe have some, who knows, fifth or sixth generation, like Eileen, and she knew nothing. But she's just interested. There's a lot of Americans that have no connection to Yugoslavia. They just come here because they really love music and they love meeting another record collector and hearing new things. And so it's a mixture of really different things. We have people from 18, because this is an 18 and a plus event, so we don't have younger than that. And we have people that are like 70, 80. You know, it's like a really large age span. And we play music that also is from the early days of rock and roll to the newest things. And so I like to play upbeat stuff. I want people to feel good about it, but I don't want to condescend to some taste that I don't recognize as mine.
Sing along and step in.
There are two things that I think about when I think of Cleveland. First of them is that it's a rock and roll city. And the second one is it has a huge Yugoslav diaspora. There's a lot of Slovenes, but there's also a lot of Serbs and Croats and people from other areas of Yugoslavia. Have this diaspora, have they left any mark in the rock scene of Ohio or even wider of the USA and North America in general?
Yeah, let's go a little wider. Yeah, definitely in Cleveland, there's quite a few musicians that go back to the Yugoslav roots. My friend John Petkovic, it comes to mind. He is a musical fixture here in Cleveland. He's been in bands like Death of Samantha and Cobra Verde and Sweet Apple most recently. And he's collaborated with really cream of the crop of the post-punk era. And there's a old song that he recorded in Serbo-Croatian, which we're going to play today. He's just one of the names that I can think of, but he, even in his band, he had members of, you know, former Yugoslavs participating occasionally because it's a revolving scene. There's a Matt Vasković, who is, I don't even know if he even remembers what generation of Yugoslavs he is. He has a each name, but he knows about the area and follows the soccer and is very proud of his heritage, but he also makes really good music, interesting poetry, rock and roll. He's a really cool guy. That's here in Cleveland, but if you just move a little bit out of Cleveland in Northeast Ohio, there was a band called Blue Ash in the 70s, where there was Frank Šćekić, or Skekić, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce his name, and Bartolin, I forgot his first name. They were in Blue Ash, they were excellent power pop band. Then you have over in Pittsburgh, you have the Cynics, Kostelić and Kostelić. They are a tandem that make great music. Also here in this Cleveland scene, there's a guy named Steve Popovich, who founded the record label called Cleveland Records. They were the producers, or they put out this record, Bat Out of Hell, by Meatloaf. That's one of the best-selling records ever in the world. I don't know, millions and millions of copies worldwide. I think number is 15 million, something like that. That was put out and promoted by this Yugoslav guy, Steve Popovich, who unfortunately passed away recently. His son continues his legacy and continues the label to this day. And I got a chance to meet him. Fantastic guy. In Australia, you have fantastic bands. There's Radaje and Sujdović that were in a number of bands. Dubrovniks is one of the names that pops to my mind, that were two of them were in it, but they were an integral part of the Australian scene. And many others. I recently found out about this guy, Milan Radenković, who is from somewhere in the U.S. In the 60s, he made some excellent garage rock records. And people have it here, those records here in Cleveland. I held them in my hand. Fantastic stuff. So there is an impact that Yugoslavs made in this diaspora, and I really hope that this continues with the new generation of bands. I hear a lot of things you play, and that's great. And one thing that always bothered me about Yugoslav scene, how come that we didn't have more of U-Rock exports? But I came to realize that if you listen to U-Grupa and their adventures in the UK and so on, they didn't have an incentive to try and be big. It was difficult to do that. They had a really good time being rock musicians and living from it in Yugoslavia. Why would Bijelo Dugme, Smak, U-Grupa, or really any other band even try to be popular outside of Yugoslavia? They had everything they wanted there. That's not nice. Like Hungarian bands, like if you think of Omega or Lokomotiv GT, they couldn't wait to get out. It was different for Yugoslavs.
Yugoslavs would always come back.
Yeah, they go there, make a record, and sell it in Yugoslavia. Why would you try to? I mean, Smak had a record in the U.S. and flopped. They tried, but it made no sense. And Laibach was the only one that sold any records from Yugoslavia, and totally makes sense to me.
In your course and want a fresh start? Well, At the Best University has your back. AU offers more than 850 courses that align to your program, so you can retake your course online, turn that grade around, improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit atthebestu.ca to browse our online courses and transform your education today.
Do you that you
Radio without borders.
Radio with something for everyone.
93.3 CFMU. Radio with a personality.
You've been doing a radio show named The Little Lighthouse since 2001. It's a long-running show, so we should learn a little bit about it. Can you tell us a little bit about The Little Lighthouse radio show?
The first episode of Little Lighthouse was aired on 21st of February 2001, which is exactly 24 years before I'm going to do the show at the Slovenian Center. So kind of a jubilee, right? I was in college at that time, in grad school in Louisiana, and I had this passion for music, and I had a class with a colleague who was already on the radio, and we talked about music a lot, and he said, hey, you should come and do a show at KLSU in Louisiana, in Baton Rouge, and I said, okay, let's do it. And so that's it. I started doing Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. I named the show Little Lighthouse after the Dukes of Stratosphere or XTC song, because I really thought that that band captures well the philosophy of what I wanted to play. So I wanted something that's rooted in the history, but new and fresh and original and forward-thinking and fun. And so that was what I did. From the second show on, I started recording and making MP3s of the show. And now if you think back in 2001, it was really the early days of MP3, and a lot of people still didn't even have strong enough computers to even read an MP3. People were using dial-up for internet. That's what the situation was then. And I had this idea that I should take this MP3, put it on my website, and write a little blurb about it, and do it every week. So basically, that's your first podcast in history of podcasting, 4 years before the podcast even was given a name. And then I had the brilliant idea that this website should be my department's website at the university. And the next day, I got called from the professor who was maintaining the website, scolding me from stealing all the bandwidth, because like there was just no bandwidth. Everything was, you know, it was dial-up internet. If you have two or three people downloading the same file at the same time, it's clogged. You can't use the network anymore. And so I got myself in trouble. I found a different way how to do it. I broke the show apart in 8 small parts, and you can download them from various different places. And then eventually I bought my own internet space and so on. And so this show was going on KLSU from 2001 to 2005 when I graduated. Then I moved to Salt Lake City. I did a show there also at the KUT, which is a radio station in Salt Lake City. And then when I came to Cleveland in 2007, I didn't even try looking for radio. I got a serious job. I didn't have time to look for that. And I said, okay, I'm just not going to do this anymore. But about maybe 2009, something like that, a couple of folks from Zagreb said, hey, we're starting this new radio show, radio station in Studentski Centar. And they're like, can we use your show? I said, well, I'm not making it anymore. They're like, well, can you make it for us? And I said, okay. And that's when I rebooted the Little Lighthouse. But this time, from a two-hour show, we went down to 1 hour. And it was much easier to make. And since then, I still make every week a new episode just from the stuff. It's sort of like a My Musical Diary. What I hear, I take a note. If it's new and interesting, I put together an hour show. So there's every episode you hear 8 to 10 new songs from the new production. Our current production, and some of the old ones that I think are somehow similar, and it makes sense. So it's like genres are everything. I do a hard rock show, I do a Yugo rock show, I do a blues, I do a power pop, I do a, just like a random thing of anything, eclectic. It's just every week I have another idea what to do. It's completely free form and nobody's listening, so I gotta be nuts.
Greeting to all the 4 listeners of this show too.
Yes. Oh yeah, and I have to say, when it comes to greetings, I know this one will be heard by my punk rock group that's scattered around the world. There's Ivana and Hrvoje in Zagreb. Tetro in Zagreb is probably skiing somewhere in Austria right now. Ivica and Mira in Czech Republic. Snežana in Chicago. Petra in Zagreb, maybe skiing somewhere in Slovenia. I would like to say hello to all of them. And I would like to play especially for Ivana, Ivica Percel, and Mladi Klate Stara Zvona.
Mladý kláte stará zvona, svetlý zenit svých ideja. Bunt je vatra od iskona, snový mládok Prometeja. Dali će sloboda, umeti da peva, kao što su sužni pevali o njoj. Da li će sloboda umeti da peva, kao što su sužni pevali o njoj. Punt je život za živote, prednja onim koji prete. Vetrenjače, Don Quixote i dileme, moj Hamlete. Da li će sloboda umeti da peva, kao što su sužni pevali o njoj. Da li će sloboda umeti da peva, kao što su sužni pevali o njoj. Thank you. za čovjeka, protiv stvari oslobodi, uvijek snovi. Bunt ne ume da ostari, svaka mladost bunt je novi. Da li će sloboda umeti da peva, kao što su sužnji pevali o njoj? Da li će sloboda umeti da peva, kao što su sužnji pevali o njoj? Svetu je najtačniji sad, mlado srce vrelo krvi, voditi ljubav, a ne rat. Prva ljubav, bunt je prvi. Da li će sloboda umeti da peva, kao što su sužnji pevali o njoj? Da li će sloboda umeti da peva, kao što su sužnji pevali o njoj? Volite se, ljude molim, oni meni mržnjom prete, a ja njima da ih volim. Voleću ih iz osvete. Da li će sloboda umeti da peva, kao što su sužnji pevali o njoj? Da li će sloboda umeti da peva, kao što su sužnji pevali o njoj?
Listening to CFMU, this is No Hope, No Fear, and it's time for the public service announcement. What do I have for you today? Here we go. February 20th to March 20th at 6 p.m. Royal Botanical Gardens. RBG After Dark, Alice in Bloomland. Inspired by the pages of the Lewis Carroll's Alice Adventures in the Wonderland, this flora showcase weaves together the magic of horticulture, the whimsy of floral design, and the marvel of visual arts to create an enchanting indoor wonderland straight out of a dream. Get your tickets on the RBG website. So we are listening to the interview with my friend Stanislav, and the reason for this interview is the event that he's hosting next Friday on February 21st at the Slovenian National Home in Cleveland, Ohio. The event is entitled You Rock, and it features Stanislav's presentation on the history of Yugoslav rock music, followed by the dance party. Let's hear the final section of the interview, but before that, let's hear one more musical track. After talking about your radio show, I would like to go even more into the past and back to your days in your hometown of Vukovar in Yugoslavia, now in Croatia. Back then, you were part of the now legendary project Branje Ispao Pacemaker.
It's not legendary. It's also a part of the my interest in radio. So there was a youth program on Radio Vukovar that we wanted to do. We wanted to play stuff. So we came up with this fake band. And I was doing an interview with a fake band member from Vukovar because there was no there was no interesting bands in Vukovar so much. Vinkovci, yeah, great scene just next door, but in Vukovar not so much. And so we came up with this fake band, and I was interviewing my friend Tomislav Tečo, and we wanted to make some music that this band has, and we put together something in my room, and that became Brani's Pacemaker. We wanted to make it a full band, but that never really materialized. We put out two cassette tapes, and we were just duplicating them on an old cassette deck, double decker. Yeah. And we sold, I don't know, 20 copies maybe. none of those tapes survived. The master tape, which I recorded on a Agfa Chromium cassette tape, I sent over to Radio Sarajevo, and it was played on Omladinski Radio by Sasha Savic, and he kept this tape. And the only reason why this music survives today, because Vukovar didn't have a very nice history, that original copy was destroyed, and the only one that's left is the one that I sent to Radio Sarajevo. And also, basically, in the last moment, when Sasha Savic was running away from Sarajevo, he stopped by and gave me the tape, a copy of the tape. And so this is the only surviving copy, original copy of that tape that I have now, and I digitized so it can be heard, for better or worse. But it's not really music. It's a fake band. It's fake music. It's samples. It's jokes and fun, nothing too serious.
Document of time, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all we have in terms of questions tonight. There'll be some more music, all of which you have selected. So I want to thank you now for this interview, and I wish you a successful evening in Slovenian Hall. I hope to see you in Cleveland or here in Hamilton sometime soon.
And I hope to see some of you on February 21st. It's just a short 4-hour drive, and if somebody wants to show up, we'll find you a bed.
Thank you so much, Stanislav. Always nice talking to you.
Likewise.
Baby, what's wrong with me? I can't see.
And this was all for tonight's episode of No Hope, No Fear. I just have enough time to say goodnight and to thank you for listening to CFMU and to listening to No Hope, No Fear. I hope you enjoyed the interview conversation I had with Stanislav and that you enjoyed the music selection he prepared for us tonight. And I hope that he is going to have a good time at the U-Rock event next Friday. And who knows, maybe some of us will be there as well. So until next Sunday, when I have a new episode of No Hope, No Fear, and I plan to play some brand new singles from the former Yugoslav republics. Until then, have a good night, have a good week, and stay tuned to CFMU. I have the new episode of Sounds from the Korean Underground coming up in our overnight playlist. Good night.
You're listening to 93.3 CFMU, a radio station supported by valued listeners like you. If you'd like to make a donation to help us continue to serve you, visit cfmu.ca/fundraising.